This is Audiophile Magazine, providing news and reviews of recent releases of audiobooks. I'm Sandy Henschel. Hello, and welcome to today's readings of selections from the June-July issue of Audiophile Magazine. Today's program is chock full of fascinating listening. We have an In the Studio, where Audiophile speaks with author Marcia Butler and producer Lisa Cohen about recording Butler's book, The Skin Above My Knee. We'll follow that with reviews in biography, memoir, and history, and an interview with Kathleen Turner, talking about recording her memoir, Send Yourself Roses, Thoughts on My Life, Love, and Leading Roles. Let's get right to it. In the studio, Audiophile spoke with author Marcia Butler and producer Lisa Cohen about The Skin Above My Knee. Audiophile. Marcia, how did you experience as a musician and performer inform your approach to narrating? Marcia. As an oboist for 25 years in New York City, I'd made many dozens of recordings through the years, everything from a concerto by composer-pianist Keith Jarrett to chamber music with soprano Dawn Upshaw to commercial jingles and movie scores. The fact that I'm a musician helped me to intuitively create music within my voice while I spoke my own words. This refers to the range of expression, speaking dialogue, tempering volume to a certain extent, and modulating vocal tone, depending on the context of the words. On a technical level, musicians bring forth a sense of discipline while recording. We don't waste precious time, and we understand the wisdom in giving oneself over to the producer who has the global vision for the project. I was lucky because I trusted my producer, Lisa Cohen, so much. In any context, when at its best, the recording process is collaborative. Audiophile. Was it ever challenging to be in the booth and read aloud, particularly emotional stories or memories from your memoir? Marcia. Anticipating the recording was a bit unnerving. To prepare, I read the book out loud the week before. I did feel tears come up during certain sections. This was good preparation because when I got to the actual sessions, I knew where the vulnerable passages would be. Then the professional in me took over. I did feel emotional, which I hope comes through in the audio, but not so much as to disturb the overall flow of the passages. Audiophile. Lisa, what's your approach to working with an author like Marcia to make sure she has the opportunity to tell her own story to the best effect? Lisa Cohen. Working with an author to record her own writing is always a tremendous privilege and responsibility for a producer-director. But there's something about a writer narrating her own memoir that transcends the typical audiobook directing experience, particularly when the writing is eloquent and spare, intimate and intelligent, which is very much the case with The Skin Above My Knee, and when the author has a pitch-perfect ear, as Marcia does. I knew immediately that Marcia would be really good at this because of her musical training and a tremendous self-discipline. She has such a finely tuned sense of rhythm and timing in language. After all, music is really another form of language, which is why both her writing and her verbal storytelling are so rich and rewarding. And because Marcia understands nuanced but extremely important things like when to breathe in a long sentence or how much of a pause to invest in a comma, I was able to pay attention to the higher level of the recording, the general mood, her cadence and energy, essentially how she reacted emotionally and intellectually to her own material. Audiophile. Anything else you'd like to share about the experience? Marcia. Recording my memoir was one of the top five experiences of my life. Much of this was due to Lisa's emotional presence and superb technical skill. Lisa. I must admit, there's an inherent risk when the writing and the delivery are so riveting and the whole experience is operating powerfully on all pistons, as it was with Marcia. It's easy to fall into the role of utterly entranced listener and forget that I'm working. Indeed, listening to Marcia reading The Skin Above My Knee was a wonderful reminder of why I love my job. Here's a review of The Skin Above My Knee by Marcia Butler, read by the author. Marcia Butler narrates her memoir of rising above difficult circumstances through music as she struggles to overcome her challenging family life while pursuing a career as a professional oboist. Her delivery is clear and well-paced, even as she recounts the pain of growing up with an abusive father and an emotionally absent mother, and later finding herself in dysfunctional relationships with the men who would come into her life. In the midst of these personal challenges, she pursues mastery of her instrument. At times, Butler's narration comes off as self-involved, but given all that she has experienced, bearing her soul to the listener is an act of bravery. The narration is bookended by short oboe performances, a fitting addition that provides context for the listener. Sharon E. Grover wrote that review of The Skin Above My Knee, written and read by Marcia Butler. It's available from Hachette Audio for 6.75 hours of unabridged listening, and the magazine does carry a QR code. All right, we turn our attention now to the reviews in the area of biography and memoir, and our first review is an Earphones winner, and as you know, Audiophile awards Earphones to truly exceptional presentations that excel in all the following criteria: narrative voice and style, vocal characterizations, appropriateness for the audio format, and enhancement of the text. In the print version of the magazine, many of our reviews display a QR code, which, when you scan it with your smartphone, will play a sound sample of the book. I'll let you know when a review has a QR code. And if you don't have a smartphone, you can still hear sound samples of most of our titles at www.audiophilemagazine.com. Our first review in biography and memoir is Please Enjoy Your Happiness, a memoir written by Paul Brinkley Rogers. It's an Earphones winner, read by James Langton. In the words of the American lyricist Alan J. Lerner, there's always one you can't forget. Narrator James Langton bears listeners on the waves of memory with a lightness in his polished British voice that belies the sadness of a love affair never meant to last. Brinkley Rogers recalls his profound relationship with an older woman named Yukiko while stationed in Japan in 1959 at the age of 19. Langton gives Yukiko a lilting sweet voice and with the subtly clipped tones of someone whose first language is not English. Even the raw parts of the story are told with an earnestness that speaks to the goodness of the world, and the listener can't help but fall into the tale. This is a work that is profoundly human and lovingly rendered. Elizabeth Ellis wrote that review of Please Enjoy Your Happiness, a memoir by Paul Brinkley Rogers. It's an Earphones winner, read by James Langton, available from Simon & Schuster Audio for 9.5 hours unabridged. Next we have Quicksand, What It Means to Be a Human Being. It's written by Henning Mankell, and it's an Earphones winner, read by Sean Barrett. Sean Barrett's performance of these 67 essays written by Henning Mankell between his diagnosis with lung cancer and his death faithfully encapsulates the Swedish author's sense of seriousness and social justice. Mankell ranges across his life, letting us glimpse childhood memories, his satisfaction with running a theater in Mozambique, embarrassment at asking a teenager dying of AIDS if she was afraid of death, and grave concern about the storage of nuclear waste in Finland for 100,000 years. Barrett's voice and tone expertly incorporate a vague sense of being European and of language translation. His timing and rhythm are so perfect that we can hear the melancholy and joy that shape Mankell's reflection. Mankell fears being dead for a long time. We, at least, have the large body of work he left behind to enjoy. Anna Broom wrote that review of Quicksand, What It Means to Be Human, by Henning Mankell. It's an Earphones winner, read by Sean Barrett, available from Random House Audio for 9.5 hours unabridged, and the magazine does carry a QR code. Our next review is The Marches, A Borderland Journey Between England and Scotland, written and read by Rory Stewart. Rory Stewart honors his extraordinary father's long life in his touching evocation of family love. He writes with wit and charm and narrates with a Scots lilt that makes the listener convinced that only he could narrate this audiobook. Focusing on a walk on Hadrian's Wall and other jaunts in Scotland and England, he traces the far-flung relationship between him and his father, a soldier, diplomat, and spy. Stewart's bright, sprightly travel story shifts back and forth from an historical narrative to a deeply personal work. His narrative art shines in the performing old poems and songs, and he sings a reel or two as well. The highlight through his is his poignant descriptions of the father-son walks, talks, and trips, which makes this audiobook unique. Alan D. Minskoff wrote that review of The Marches, A Borderland Journey Between England and Scotland. It's written and read by Rory Stewart, available from Recorded Books for 12.75 hours unabridged. This is just a reminder that you are listening to the June-July issue of Audiophile Magazine. It's the magazine that lets you discover the world of audiobook, and we invite you to celebrate with us our 25th anniversary. Next biography memoir is Around the Way Girl by Taraji P. Henson, read by the author. Taraji Henson reads her memoir like the performer she is, immersing listeners in her journey from the projects of Washington, D.C., to her current life as an acclaimed actress who distinguished herself in film and television. One of Henson's strengths is that she strives to see people as individuals, a stance that is especially evident in her perspective on her parents, whom she portrays with strong, distinct voices, as well as clear-eyed compassion and love. Henson delivers laughs and tears, but her overall tone is one of encompassing warmth and the gratitude she feels for the people in her life who helped her on her way. This wise, funny, and touching memoir will bring new fans to Henson's work. Adrian Furness wrote that review of 2017 Audie's finalist, Around the Way Girl, by Taraji P. Henson, read by the author. It's available from Simon & Schuster Audio for 7.5 hours of unabridged listening. Next, we have A Really Good Day by Islet Waldman, read by the author. Islet Waldman gives an animated performance as she chronicles the month she spent taking microdoses of LSD as an experimental treatment for a mood disorder. The audiobook blends history, science, and memoir, and as narrator, Waldman displays enthusiasm for all of it. She uses pacing, pauses, and changes in tone to enliven even the most mundane details, including implications of U.S. drug policy. Waldman highlights her shifting mental states in her performance, too. Listeners hear her frustration with doctors' inability to find a legal drug that helps her, and they also hear the deep satisfaction she feels as she finally experiences some relief. Her story will appeal to listeners who enjoy quirky memoirs. Adrian Furness wrote that review of A Really Good Day. It's written and read by Islet Waldman, available from Recorded Books for 7.5 hours of unabridged listening. Okay, we'll take a break and hear from Kathleen Turner. The producers scheduled 8 days for Kathleen Turner to record her memoir, Send Yourself Roses. But people always underestimate how quickly I work, chuckles Turner in her trademark smoky voice. We did it in 5. Admittedly, it took a while to get the recording session. When she and co-author Gloria Felt finished the book in 2008, Turner was beginning her battle with rheumatoid arthritis. Making an audiobook was the last thing on her mind. In fact, she forgot about it until 2015, when comedian Amy Poehler, whose book Yes, Please, Turner had recorded parts of, asked, "What about your book?" Turner laughs. "That's when I finally looked into it." Still, the audiobook had to wait until she finished performing in the one-woman play A Year of Magical Thinking at Arena Stage in Washington, D.C. "It's a 1-hour and 40-minute monologue," explains Turner. "Recording a book at the same time would have been too much. On stage, you have to guard your voice. It's your most precious instrument. So on weekends, with 2 shows on Saturday and 2 on Sunday, I carry around a little notebook in which I've written, 'I am on voice rest. Only ask questions that I can answer with a nod or shake of my head.' The funniest thing is that everybody starts to whisper to you, and I have to write, 'No, you can talk.'" At last, when recording day finally loomed, Turner realized that she hadn't glanced at her book in years. "I got myself really worked up. I mean, what if it was awful?" Holding her breath, she peeked and discovered, phew. She still liked what she'd written years before. However, while she loved the recording process and her director and sound engineer, Turner found the 5 days harder than expected. "I hadn't realized how tough some parts would be to read aloud. My father's death, dealing with arthritis, my marriage ending, the alcohol abuse," she sighs. "I'd have to stop and get myself under control before I could start again." Yet, offered the chance to re-record the emotionally fraught passages, she declined. "I told them this is the truth. The other would be fake." Finding the truth in a role is part of what Turner encourages when she conducts master classes. "I love to teach," she says. So much so that working with Professor Dustin Morrow, she recently completed a book about acting and the roles she's played. "Do you know, after this recording experience, I'd love to do more audiobooks. I might turn the new book into an audio production," she muses. With her famously throaty laugh, she adds, "There's so much you can convey with your voice, don't you agree?" Aurelia C. Scott conducted that interview talking with Kathleen Turner, and here's a review of Send Yourself Roses, Thoughts on My Life, Love, and Leading Roles. It's written by Kathleen Turner and Gloria Felt, and it's read by Kathleen Turner. In this heartfelt performance of her 2008 memoir, actor Kathleen Turner's famous smoky voice is enticing as always, if a bit more smoky than it once was. Turner the actor possesses timing, fearlessness, and strong characterization skills. All of those, plus absolute honesty, make Send Yourself Roses a moving and involving listening experience for her many fans, as well as young actors, for there's a good amount of acting craft shared along with her personal story. And what a story it is. Famous roles, fellow actors, marriage, and efforts to conceive. Social commentary, her battle with rheumatoid arthritis and substance abuse, and more. Turner is brave and interesting, and if her voice cracks with emotion occasionally, well, so much the better. Aurelia C. Scott wrote that review of Send Yourself Roses, Thoughts on My Life, Love, and Leading Roles by Kathleen Turner with Gloria Felt, read by Kathleen Turner. It's available from Hachette Audio for 10.75 hours unabridged, and the magazine does carry a QR code. Our next review in biography memoir is My Life, My Love, My Legacy by Coretta Scott King with Barbara Reynolds. It's read by Felicia Rashad and January Lavoie, and it's an Earphones winner. This audiobook should cement the idea that Coretta Scott King was herself a major civil rights leader, in addition to being married to an icon in the field. Dictated during the final year of her life, the book gives context and background to familiar events and sheds light on Coretta's struggle to continue her husband's work while carving out a presence of her own. Felicia Rashad narrates the bulk of this audiobook with January Lavoie, and both do a superb job. Rashad's insistent voice and gentle tone reflect both the strength and quiet dignity that characterized King's life. Rashad varies her tone and intonation and pauses effectively, urging the audiobook forward and keeping it interesting and vital. The result is a reason to revisit the life of an extraordinary woman. Robert I. Grundfest wrote that review of My Life, My Love, My Legacy. It's by Coretta Scott King with Barbara Reynolds. It's read by Felicia Rashad and January Lavoie, and it's an Earphones winner. It's available from Macmillan Audio for 14.5 hours unabridged, and the magazine does carry a QR code. Our next review is Truffle Boy, My Unexpected Journey Through Exotic Food Underground. It's written by Ian Purkayastha, Kevin West, and David Chang, and it's read by Will Collier. The author's memoir, written at the ripe old age of 23, provides an insider's view of an unusual world. Will Collier's boyishly friendly narration transports listeners to exclusive kitchens populated with celebrity chefs and a shady foodie underworld that supplies them with the world's most expensive fungus. Collier sounds disarmingly youthful and peppy as he spins the author's eccentric tale of an unusual, sometimes lonely childhood and his journey from kid entrepreneur to teen dealer peddling truffles and other delicacies to high-end New York restaurants. This deliciously satisfying blend of coming-of-age story, food fest, and entrepreneurial motivational guide will fascinate, impress, and educate listeners. Jesse C. Grierson wrote that review of Truffle Boy, My Unexpected Journey Through the Exotic Food Underground. It's written by Ian Purkayastha, Kevin West, David Chung, and it's read by Will Collier, available from Hachette Audio for 9 hours of unabridged listening. Our next review in biography memoir is Becoming Queen Victoria, The Unexpected Rise of Britain's Greatest Monarch by Kate Williams. It's read by Catherine McEwen. Fans of the new PBS series Victoria will be pleased with this new biography, narrated by Catherine McEwen, with a liveliness that maintains the listener's interest. The audiobook first provides an elaborate account of Princess Charlotte, who was expected to take the throne when her father died, King George IV died. The story finally moves along to the convoluted circumstances that brought Victoria to the throne of England instead. McEwen provides a mostly straight narration in an elegant feminine tone. She reads the many formal letters without letting them become cumbersome and adds a tone of imperious arrogance to Victoria's overbearing mother. McEwen provides a subtle accent for Victoria, suitable for the daughter of a German princess, and later adds deeper tones to portray the Queen's maturity. That review by Nancy M. Campbell is of Becoming Queen Victoria, The Unexpected Rise of Britain's Greatest Monarch. It's written by Kate Williams, read by Catherine McEwen, and it's available from Random House Audio for 16.5 hours of unabridged listening. Next in biography memoir, we have The Stranger in the Woods, The Extraordinary Story of the Last Hermit. It's written by Michael Finkel, and it's read by Mark Bramhall. A fascinating story, great writing, and strong narration come together in this audiobook. In 2013, Christopher Knight was arrested after breaking into yet another camp in Maine. Investigators soon learned he was a hermit who had been living in the area since 1986 and whose exploits were known to many. Through research and narrative, the author tells a story about a type of person few of us understand, and Mark Bramhall really brings it alive. He narrates in a straightforward, clear voice from the author's perspective, but when he quotes Knight, he uses a spot-on Maine accent with nary a misstep. As a result, listeners can easily imagine themselves in the Maine woods where Knight lived for almost 30 years. Mark Bona wrote that review of The Stranger in the Woods, the extraordinary story of the last true hermit. It's written by Michael Finkel, read by Mark Bramhall, and it's available from Random House Audio for 6.5 hours of unabridged listening. That's our show for today, but I hope you'll plan to tune in next time when we'll have part one of our editor's picks of the most intriguing audiobook releases for June and July. We'll follow that with reviews in mystery and suspense, including reviews of The Burial Hour. It's the 13th and latest in Jeffrey Deaver's Lincoln Rhyme series, and it's an Earphones winner read by Eduardo Ballerini. We'll also hear In This Grave Hour, also the 13th in Jacqueline Winspear's Maisie Dodds series, and it too is an Earphones winner read by Orla Cassidy. So until next time, thanks for listening. This has been Audiophile Magazine from WXXI Reach Out Radio in Rochester, New York. Audiophile is also available online at www.audiophilemagazine.com. The audio producer for this show is Maureen Rich, and I'm Sandy Henschel. For more information on any of the books you've heard about today, contact your local library, Library for the Blind, or your favorite local bookstore. If you'd like to hear this program again, you can download a podcast of the show at our website, wxxi.org.